British-born Natalie Stewart fears the path for black musicians is becoming more and more confining. The singer-songwriter and poet says it's increasingly hard to break stereotypes. That idea is at the center of a conversation our colleague David Green recently had with the musician. She's better known as the Flowicist.
Some way, somehow, I will become the master of my emotions. Redirect my devotions to the I and I.
To understand Natalie Stewart, you have to go back a decade. At the time, she felt like she was living a dream. She had invented a new sound that she called flowetry.
I think I'm going to walk today. It's time for a new way.
The sound is ultimately to do with the journeying of both the melodic voice and the spoken voice. Poetic delivery with musical intent is the flowetic ethos.
It was a sound that she created with her childhood friend, Marcia Ambrosius. They grew up together in London.
Marcia was the first person I thought of to launch this thing where we were going to blend the two voices at the same time, and it was just very apparent in the moment that we performed that something quite special had occurred.
The duo called themselves Flowetry, and they were successful. Natalie and Marcia released 3 albums in the course of 4 years, and Flowetry earned 7 Grammy nominations. But then came the pressure to conform.
Management and the label were kind of leaning. I mean, a direct quote, as I was quite often being asked to dumb my lyrics down and to rap more so than being a poet. And I wasn't very comfortable with the route that we were being suggested to go into.
But her friend and collaborator, Marcia, did take that route. She went to the U.S. to launch her solo career.
She didn't want to make neo-soul music anymore. She didn't feel like it was really who she is. She wanted to do something else. And there is room for everybody.
Natalie Stewart saw her partner's choice to go into hip-hop as falling victim to stereotype. Stewart, for her part, wanted Flowetry's original sound and style to find its place in black music. And now she's out with her 2nd solo album. It's called The Flowicist Presents Flowetry Rebirth. It's the first time she's talking openly about the breakup with her musical partner and friend.
Never saw myself rolling without your friend. Now you wanna go out on your own. Well, where you wanna be, it's not for me. You'll have to go.
I assume I'm not making a jump to say that you're directing some of these lyrics at your old partner.
You know, I'm absolutely speaking journalistically in the sense of from my very own journal. Absolutely, my personal experiences, meditations and mantras. When Marcia did originally leave the group, it was very, very difficult for me to sit and not be able to respond to every internet blog or every rumor that I saw going up. But that process actually did introduce me to a more introspective side of myself. And to be fair, this song was the first real statement that I made of my thoughts of what had transpired some years ago.
You spent time really out of the spotlight.
Oh, I had to. I had to spend some time rebuilding my confidence, rebuilding my feelings, my emotions, and then really freeing myself. But I'm also actually, I'm very happy to be where I am now. I'm very much at peace with the journey.
What is out there? Something tells me as above, so below. It's a big place, universal. From the circle, all else grows.
Can you help us define what we're hearing? I mean, it really is a mix of spoken word blended together with music. It's not quite R&B. It's not totally soul. It's not hip-hop. I mean, where does it fit in your mind?
This is a genre at a time where the expression within black music is quite muffled. It's difficult to do anything other than hip-hop, straight hip-hop. And even the type of hip-hop right now is very stereotypically picked right now. I don't mean that of necessarily the artists. I mean that just of the machine of what's being created.
You're describing a very difficult position for any black musician if you decide to do something other than hip-hop. Well, why have we gotten to this place?
You know, we've seen a really big shift in the music industry. I mean, in 2000, when we got to the States, there was a neo-soul movement. There was a soulful movement. There was even a more soulful hip-hop. There was almost like a neo-soul hip-hop. People used to call it backpacker hip-hop. And then everything really started to crush in. You see, a lot of the labels have closed. And unfortunately, it seems that black music, quote-unquote, is geared towards only that type of kind of teenage or young adult time in life.
I want to hear a bit more from the new album. One of the biggest singles that Flowetry released when you were still with Marsha Ambrosius was the song Say Yes. And now you feature another interpretation of that song on your new solo album.
All you gotta do is say yes, say yes, say yes.
So why did you decide to re-record this song and you know, as a solo?
For the upright bass alone. No. you know, I really, really wanted to let it be understood that this album isn't about replacing Marsha. I see the songstress as completely irreplaceable. The album is really embracing and appreciating your past in order to, you know, strengthen your foundation in your present in order to have a positive effect on your future. And by no means is this to compete. I wouldn't be crazy enough to do that. It's just really to embrace everything.
It has been such a pleasure listening to your music and chatting. Natalie Stord, thank you for joining us.
I've had a wonderful time. Thank you.
She's known as the Flowicist, and the new solo album is The Flowicist Presents Flowetry Rebirth.
Morning Edition's David Green with singer-songwriter Natalie Stord, also known as the Flowicist. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.